From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. Thanks to the Internet, the world has a lot more critics. Some are associated with well-established websites. Others make their views known through homemade blogs or videos. And when it comes to product reviews, many tech companies are discovering that they can't ignore some of their newest, more unusual critics. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on one tech review in Redmond, Washington, where the critics are kids.
A surefire way to make yourself feel old and behind the times is to visit the headquarters of OmnitechNews.net. That would be the cramped bedroom of 12-year-old Robert Clark. He and two elementary school pals are taping their latest video podcast product review.
Start in 3, 2, 1. Hello, my name's Lucas, and welcome to show 46 of Omnitech News.
The pint-sized host is in T-shirt and shorts. He smoothly and confidently runs through the pros and cons of some new headphones from the company Skullcandy.
So I would give these headphones a solid 6 out of 10 if you really want to buy.
2.5 minutes later, it's a wrap.
That was great. Thanks, Lucas. It's good you gave him an honest rating, I think.
These internet videos routinely draw a couple hundred views. Viewership occasionally spikes into the thousands. Not bad for an enterprise powered by weeding and babysitting money and Carson Fujisaki's $2 a week allowance.
I think we just did it for fun at the time, and just because it was something we liked to do. Then we definitely started getting a lot more popular and started adding members to the team.
And they've also got companies sending them free gadgets and accessories to review. The boys also go out and interview local business managers like Roberto Hoyos.
Throwboy.com, they make awesome pillows like this one, very geeky, nerdy style pillows.
The business owner treated the youngsters dead seriously.
What they're doing is almost like when people go, hey, let's go play store, or hey, let's play news reporter today. But now you can make it into a real thing, and people can actually see it, and people can subscribe to it, and people can click on your advertisements and all the sorts of things. You know, you can actually make money off of it.
The 11 and 12-year-olds at Omnitech News don't feel sorry for businesses still getting used to the cacophony of unknown, uncredentialed critics. Lucas Reif is aware of the variable quality of web media out there.
I think that we're definitely trying to be professional in what we do. People who do this like individually down in their basement, like, I think that they need to up the game because there are a lot of other people out there who do the same stuff.
Perhaps in a sign of things to come, one of the tech kids' grade school teachers asked when he could buy stock in the nascent enterprise. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Redmond, Washington.